This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is the evening edition. Lynn and Uma with you. Our final story for today is actually something that broke yesterday. Dr. Mazli Malik, the higher education minister, or the education minister rather, was appointed as the chairman of the International Islamic University, or president, I think. They differentiate between president and chairman.
As the president, and apparently this appointment was made by the Sultan of Pahang, and it has predictably and rightly caused a lot of outcry.
Yes. So previously, Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim was the chairman of IIUM. Dato' Sri Najib was the chairman of IIUM. But the reason this appointment in particular has caused, well, a certain amount of outrage is because Dr. Mazli himself has come out on record to say that there will be no political interference at universities.
I think it's actually part of the manifesto, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and since they are being so closely watched on the promises, I think just in general, never mind the right or wrong of it, and for the record, I think it's wrong, but never mind that, I just think it's not politically astute, is it? I mean, if when you're being so closely watched for this and you go, okay, I'll accept it.
And that's the point, right? It doesn't matter that he knows the university better than anyone else. That's what some people were claiming.
Because he was a lecturer there.
Yes, exactly. I mean, that's kind of irrelevant at this point. There are a lot of people who can be president. I mean, you know, Wan Saiful Wan Chan, the chairman of the PTPTN, has come out and he was the one who made the statement saying that it was an appointment by the Sultan of Pahang. And I mean, that in itself kind of smacks of don't question it. It was the Sultan, because people roll out the royalty when they don't want something to be questioned, because if you question it, then you get thrown into jail, right, by the police. So, I mean, that reasoning alone seemed very pointless. And of course, Wan Saiful was the former head of ideas, and you expect so much more from him, especially when it comes to something like this.
No, he also said IIUM is his home and he loves the university to bits. If you want to see IIUM excel again, there is no one better for the post. And I think an argument could very well be made that if you really did love the university, you might not want to sully it by having somebody of such extreme power come back and hold the position there. How does that make sense?
Education minister is one of the most powerful portfolios in the cabinet, right?
It is important.
Sought after. Exactly. It is very, very important. And I think such conflict of interest is not a good thing. Also, the perception game, like you said, why lose that game? This is an own goal.
What exactly? So what are you gaining, right, from accepting this appointment? There has been, I think you could say that there's been a lot of loss, at least in public trust in this. But what would you have stood to gain? That's the thing that I'm not understanding. So fine, you get to go back to your university. You get to make it better. Great. You really think as education minister that nobody better could have held that post? I don't know. It just doesn't seem smart to have made this decision?
Personally, and this is my opinion, I still believe Dr. Mahathir would have been the best person for the education minister role, but he decided to follow what was in the manifesto and step down immediately.
Yes, because people care about what is in the manifesto. They were voted in. I mean, for many reasons, we'll still be talking about why that happened for years, but
the previous guys never cared.
Exactly. And it was partly on the strength of the manifesto. It was partly because people really wanted to see those things come to fruition. And people care about the promises you guys are making, you know?
It's weird, lah. I swear to God, when people join government, there is a level of stupidity that kind of settles in and you somehow just...
Okay, I don't think that's fair.
You just forget, right? And I don't know if that's what the corridors of power do to you.
I don't know
if you're surrounded by so many yes people.
I don't agree with that. I think that it's not a matter of getting into government. I think it is a matter of working within a legacy. So I think that there is a legacy of impunity in terms of, well, whatever I want to do, I can do. Nobody ever questions it.
Right?
I will give one interview and then I will make sure that the journalists stop talking about it so people will forget. So I think there is this legacy that's been built. I don't think it's stupidity. I think it's just, well, this is how things have always been. It's fine. I'll work within that. But of course,
I like stupidity.
Yeah, I think that's harsh.
For more insights, BFM spoke to Professor Dr. Faizal Hazis, an exco with the Malaysian Academic Movement, otherwise known as GERAK. He's also an associate professor at the Institute of Malaysian and International Studies in UKM. These were some of the concerns he raised.
There is a genuine concern that the Minister of Education, who is also now IUUAM president, might have a conflict of interest when it comes to, say, budget allocation, research funding, you know, and other matters related to public universities. Naturally, you want your university to excel, hence you might do whatever it takes to achieve that, especially when you are the most powerful man in Malaysian higher education. Plus, Dr. Mazli's reputation as Minister of Education might be at stake if IUM does not do well. So there is genuine concern of a conflict of interest there. What about future education ministers? To me, the real issue here is not so much of conflict of interest. It is a matter of putting a stop to political appointments in public universities. Well, Dr. Mazli himself used this rationale in terminating the service of five public university chairmen a couple of weeks ago. And there should not be any exception to this policy. Even how noble the end is, you can't justify the means. Putting a stop to political appointments in public universities is crucial in bringing back academic freedom to Malaysia. Another point here, in defense of Dr. Mazli's appointment as IUM president, Wan Saiful, who is the Minister of Education Special Advisor, said Mazli is the right person to bring IUM back to its international glory. Well, I think Mazli has the potential to bring all 20 public universities and more than 400 private universities and colleges in Malaysia to international glory. So does that mean he has to become chairman to all of these universities? So this argument is flawed. As Minister of Education, Dr. Mazli, along with other key stakeholders, needs to lay down a grand plan that will help our universities to become more vibrant, excellent and progressive. And after all, he's the Minister of Education of Malaysia, not IUM.
Dr. Faizal also zoomed in on the role of an IIUM president, clarifying whether or not Mazli would have executive powers.
In the case of IIUM, the president is the highest ranking officer in the university management. He basically chairs the board of governors that formulate policies and monitor the overall management of the universities. But IIUM is slightly different compared to the other public universities in Malaysia. So although IIUM president is the highest ranking officer, he does not have executive powers. Executive powers are in the hand of rector, who is equivalent to vice chancellor in public universities. So rector oversees the daily operations of IIUM, while president sets the directions of the university. And in view of this push for university autonomy, I think increasingly in the future, presidents or chairmen of university board will play a very important role, although it's a non-executive position.
As we mentioned, the role was purportedly appointed to Mazli by the Sultan of Pahang. And we wanted to know if this then meant that the appointment was an offer that Mazli couldn't possibly refuse. This was what Dr. Faizal had to say.
I think he can politely decline the appointment. And he needs to explain to the head of, it's been called constitutional head of IUM, Sultan of Pahang, that it is prerogative on his part to decline this offer because his goal of achieving academic freedom, so on and so forth. I think if he explained it clearly to the Sultan, I think that should not be a problem. I mean, please don't use that as an excuse to accept the appointment. You can say no.
IIUM presidents in the past have been politicians, Tun Hussein On in the 80s, Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim in the 90s, and the most recent was Tan Sri Rais Yatim. Dr. Faizal commented on whether this latest appointment was just in keeping with tradition and whether that's an acceptable rationale.
Actually, if you look at all the past IIUM presidents, all of them actually were politicians, except for Tan Sri Tidik Hassan. But most of them were retired politicians, maybe except for Anwar and Najib, who were education minister when they were appointed IUM president. Now, but this tradition can't be used to legitimize Dr. Mazli's appointment because it happened during the end regime. You know, in fact, Anwar and Najib's appointment took place during the height of authoritarian rule in Malaysia, and paradoxically, it was under Tun Mahathir's leadership. In your push for this new Malaysia, IUUM president, and chairman of all public universities for that matter, should be nonpartisan, independent-minded, visionary and accountable. I mean, you can't use that as an excuse just because you have ministers of education as IEM president. But like I said earlier, we need to make a stop to political appointment in public universities with no exception.
The portfolio of the Education Ministry is a huge one, and we pose the question of whether the minister has gotten his priorities right after just 111 days in office.
Yeah, I think this is some of the frustrations that academics, including CSOs like Gerak, is feeling that, you know, after more than 3 months, there's no substantial policies on the part of the ministry in terms of reforming higher education. So this is where we do think that there is a need to have some sort of intervention in terms of bringing out academic reform. So this is why in Gerak's 10-point statement, we propose actually for the setting up of a high-level university reform committee with a clear mandate to operate independently for all public universities. Just like you know, the electoral reform committee that being set up recently, I think there is a need to also set up university reform committee that should be tasked to look into all types of reforms that are needed for public universities in order to achieve academic freedom and autonomy, which are these two things are key foundations to academic excellence. Now, because other than that, I think the only significant announcements on the part of the minister is basically, you know, his call for the opening up of forum in public universities, and also the review for AUKU. I think what we need now is a clear plan, what we need to do, short-term and long-term reform that need to be done, and how we're going to achieve that.
That was Dr. Faizal Sham Abdul Haziz, Gerak Exco and Associate Professor at UKM, speaking to us about Dr. Mazli's controversial appointment as IIUM President. You've got more music coming your way, so keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.